Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 61 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
It's amazing how we were every other week for the majority of the show. We've gone weekly for a few months and we take a week off and it feels like forever since I've talked to you, Justin.
I know. I think it's that four-day weekend that kind of makes it seem like a long time. And the concussion that I sustained on Black Friday.
Where did you get concussed?
On his head.
You know, just a little Walmart shopping, casually shopping on Friday at a Walmart. And that's what it struck me.
Literally.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I'm not really concussed and I didn't get in a fight. But it did strike me that I don't like people all that much. You know? I usually go to Walmarts on my lunch break and stuff. So Friday around, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm usually in Walmarts. I'm like, what are all these people? Why can't I park in it? Oh, Black Friday. That's right. Jerks. Get out of here.
Did you do any Black Thursday shopping? I know you were toying with the idea of headed to Walmart for the Thursday for the figure eight packs.
I did, and I went to one Walmart, and they did not have them out yet, and I went home, because that Walmart was even crazier than the one I went to the next day. So I wasn't in any mood to deal with those crowds.
Well, we didn't go out Thursday night because we were able to get them Wednesday as we'd reported, and Friday night, we just actually had to go to the store. And I was hoping to find the Professor X Jubilee wave of figures that had been hitting. And we went, because by Friday night, everybody's gone home. And the first Walmart we hit, because the first one caused us to hit two more, had a enormous pile of the Star Wars 8-packs left over. There probably were 50 of those 8-packs just sitting all stacked on a end cap. And we couldn't find any of the Marvel ones, though.
That's kind of what I've been seeing as well. Since Black Friday, I haven't seen any more of those Marvel packs. They seem to have disappeared, but plenty of Star Wars ones to go around.
Marjorie had seen a pallet of them before they were for sale, still shrink-wrapped, and there were no Marvel ones on that pallet. We then went to another store and found just remnants of torn-up packs that looked like people took the figures out of the packs. I don't know if they stole them or mixed and matched to make a best of pack. And then the third one had one Marvel set left and it wasn't anything to write home about. I think that the Marvel ones shipped in a far smaller quantity than the Star Wars ones from the anecdotal experience I've had plus what I've seen online.
That seems to be the case. I would agree with that. And probably a little more popular too. Looking at the ones I saw, they were hit and miss from the selection in there, but there was some decent hard-to-find figures like we talked about on our last show.
Part of it, I think, is that these are Avengers, and Avengers is a billion-dollar movie this year. The Star Wars ones, primarily, all but one of the packs I saw were Clone Wars, which is a TV series aimed at young boys. So I think Avengers has a broader appeal, and I found the movie figures, there's a movie heroes line of Star Wars figures, really hard to find as well. So I think anything movie-based is just going to trump anything TV-based, but I also do think some stores just didn't get this Marvel pack whatsoever. And I ended up only picking up the two sets that I did and getting you a Mandarin and the Ultimate Iron Man and getting a few extras for myself, and then getting quite a few figures for Toys for Tots. But honestly, having ordered these figures by the case, these had very little appeal for me, but they're great for people who didn't and just want to have complete loose collections or some of these random figures.
Exactly. I'm more than happy to get my hands on Mandarin, because it really felt like that guy just never was going to appear. But what a great way to get him out there.
And we'd reported on our last show that Marjorie and I went to Dollar General, but I don't feel like I shared enough of that horrible, horrible story.
It's not a good store.
First of all, why do they all smell?
They all smell horrid, no matter which one you go into in which state. It's always the same horrid smell.
And notice I say all, because I did have to go to more than one.
I'm sorry.
We went to this first one, and I went in and found just nothing. The place looked like it had been through a riot, but I think that's just how it always looked.
That is true. I work right by one because I work in a very classy, upscale area.
I started asking the lady where the video games were, and the blank stare and lack of vocal response, she either had started the turkey early or the meth. I couldn't figure it out.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Based in the meth. It's a family recipe.
Do people make meth brownies? Like pot brownies?
I think it's green bean methyrol. So I scour the store and finally walk out defeated, but I do get something there for Marjorie. I find this weird stuffed Spider-Man pillow bed thing.
It's a pillow pet. Justin, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Are those the ones that are stuffed animals and pillows at the same time? That
yes.
You can Velcro together?
That's exactly it. They get like a weird belt to make it, I guess, the stuffed animal part, and then it becomes a pillow?
Yeah, my daughter has a couple pandas of those, I think.
Well, I got you the Spider-Man, and you were so excited until you put your head on him and realized he smelled like the store.
He did. He reeked.
Oh, bummer.
He's going to be sanitized.
How do you plan on doing that?
I got a new dryer that does a steam sanitize cycle.
Very nice. And delousing.
Yes, it has a delousing knob.
And then we finally hit a second one, and I spent a good 10 minutes looking through that store, and finally was about to give up and just not even look anymore for these silly little games, until I finally found them, and they had one of each, surrounded by, get this, a bunch of Sega Genesis systems.
What?
They apparently have re-released the Sega Genesis with 40 games loaded into the RAM, and also it will play all original Genesis games. So you want to dig out that old Spider-Man game or Maximum Carnage, you can head down to your Dollar General, pick up for $40 a Genesis with 40 games, and it'll play all the old ones you can pick up on eBay.
That's kind of cool. Might get some Sonic the Hedgehog going on this Christmas season.
It comes preloaded with like Sonic, Sonic 2, and Sonic 3. And
nice. Blast from the past. Were you finally able to find the little touch game that you were after so desperately?
I did. I found the Spider-Man game. It looks kind of fun. I haven't had time to play it yet, but it does look fun. It looks aimed at three-year-olds. I'll probably beat it in 10 minutes and be like, oh, there's $20. But it was the thrill of the Black Friday hunt.
At Dollar General.
But let's talk about how things have been going beyond that in
the Spectacular Store Report.
Well, speaking of Spider-Man stuff, I had almost forgotten about the fact that there was supposed to be one more 6-inch Spider-Man figure coming out. Because we saw this at Comic-Con. Then I think months later, somebody posted one on eBay or something like that loose. But I was at Walmart this afternoon, post-Black Friday, back to normal shopping levels, so I was, you know, strolling casually, and I haven't even been making much of a point to look at the Spider-Man section anymore. I kind of skip right by there, but something caught my eye, and sitting right there was the unmasked version of the Amazing Spider-Man figure. And that's the one that comes with the backpack and the skateboard and the alternate head. So basically, if you get this one, you don't need to get the first one, because it ends up being the exact same figure as the first Spider-Man we got.
But what if you wanted the accessories, those webs?
I would have to question your sanity, but if you're buying a figure over these little ropey web things, we might have to have a talk. But yeah, I was so shocked. I grabbed one and looked for another one, and there happened to be one more there, so I was quick to the draw, and I texted Arnie real quick to see if he was interested in having one of these bad boys.
Of course I was. The sad thing is I've probably seen it. I have been hitting a lot of Walmarts lately, and the Spider-Man section is just loaded with figures. And I've had so many Miles Morales looking at me, and I remembered when I got my one with the scratched eye, and I was so worried. I went back out that night to a 24-hour Walmart so I could get another one, thinking, oh, he's Miles Morales. He's going to be the hard one to find. Thinking back to, like, the Thor 3 that they had and how the comic version of Thor was virtually impossible to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought Miles Morales would be just nuts. But no, I've seen so many of him on pegs, I lost track. And I haven't dug, but odds are if I had as many Spider-Man figures as they put out this past week, he had to be in there somewhere, just not right up front, and I didn't bother to look.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I question about myself, too, is, I mean, I wonder if these have been out there for a little bit, and I just haven't been looking, or maybe they are freshly just hitting out there now, so if that's one you guys are looking for, it might be worth paying attention to the Spider-Man section for a little bit longer. But I was a little bit disappointed that, you know, what we'd seen before, it looked like all the blue on him was going to be metallic, but that's not what we got. It just looks like the exact same blue as the existing figure, just with a replaceable head now, so.
Maybe they're just taking on the Diamond Select business model, because Diamond Select came out with regular masked, exact same, only unmasked, and then metallic. Maybe there's going to be yet a third variant.
Oh, jeez. I might have to hop out at that point.
You say it now.
I do. And then a month later, I'm at Walmart checking out with another $16 6-inch Spider-Man figure. But I gotta hand it to them. They did a pretty decent job of making Andrew Garfield's likeness, though. His hair's a little poofy, almost bordering on Afro-ish. But the likeness in the face isn't too terribly bad.
And the bummer about those 6-inch figures being Walmart exclusives is you really have no choice but to scour stores or hit eBay for them. Walmart.com does not usually list figures like this in this level of detail. And my go-to to get figures lately has been HasbroToyShop.com. And because these are Walmart exclusives, they won't get them.
Exactly. But the way they're sitting around, these have future TJ Maxx and Marshall's toys written all over them.
I don't know that TJ Maxx, they very rarely get exclusives. Once in a while, but very rarely.
Well, I mean, they've taken other stores' exclusives in. I mean, I've seen a previous Star Wars Kmart exclusive with this Kmart sticker still on it at TJ Maxx.
That could just be a false return.
No. It's the B-Wing fighters.
That still could just be a false return with the Kmart sticker on it.
Possibly. They had like 6 of them, though, so I was assuming they got some stock in.
Yeah, they've got to do something to clearance these out, and some of those Avengers figures, too. They're just sitting there, and there's so many of them. Still never seen Hawkeye or Hulk on the pegs, or the variant Cap, but so many of the regular Cap and Thor and Iron Man just on every peg, too. I see Walmart having a huge bargain on December 26th if you're holding out on these figures.
Yeah, like you said, especially if you're looking to get Iron Man or Captain America on the cheap, because every store I go into is just swimming in those two. But while we're still waiting for our pre-orders from Hasbro Toy Shop for the latest Marvel Universe wave,
mine shipped.
Mine shipped too, but I'm still waiting for it to show up and find out which ones we exactly get. But I was lucky enough to come across a case one evening at Walmart. I was the first one to it, and I was excited to find some figures in there, then less excited to find that some of the figures were already crushed. But I was able to pick up Jubilee, Professor X, both versions of Blastar, and Baghead Spider-Man, all in one fell swoop.
Nice. Congrats on that.
Yeah, that was a pretty fruitful little toy run where I wasn't really expecting to find anything.
And you say this was at Walmart?
Yes, indeed. And I noticed the box didn't have a wave number on it. The outer shipping case just said Marvel Universe Assortment. So I was almost half expecting it to be that revision case we talked about a while back that's just all repacks.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was, shockingly enough, not. It was every figure that I'm looking for. So there's actually only 3 new figures in this wave, which are Jubilee, Professor X, and Blastar. But with the variant of Blastar out there, it makes 4 figures that you have to track down.
And you say one of each came in that case because there's 2 Blastars in the case.
Yep, and it was 1 variant and 1 regular one. So that was kind of neat. And oh, also, Miles Morales Spider-Man was in there, too. So it's a pretty darn good case.
That was my theory, if you recall. That was the conspiracy theory I was touting, is that that's where we'd see Miles Morales and Baghead.
Yeah, both in the same case. So that one might be a decent one to maybe just order online, depending on what the picture shows, if you're looking for all of these.
Well, what you're getting is 2 Professor X's, 2 Jubilees, 2 Blastars, 1 of each. A Psylocke you don't need, a Silver Surfer you might need, a Hulk, a Beta Ray Bill, and 2 Spider-Men.
Not terrible. I mean, not one that you're going to share or split very easily, but there's some decent doubles in there that you could maybe trade on the forums for other figures you might have missed. But let's take a quick look at some of these new figures, the ones that we've been waiting for a long time. And let's look at Blastar, because he's one of the big figures like we like to get. From what I can tell, it's using a lot of the same parts that we got with Thanos and Apocalypse. It's that kind of bigger buck. But his head is really well sculpted. I'm really digging. He's got kind of a one eye open, bigger than the other, kind of grimacing at you. My one complaint with this guy is his open hand. He has one hand in a fist and one hand open, and it makes it look like he's got a too big of a hand or something. I'm not sure what he's supposed to be doing. It's just
I can see that from the picture. It makes it look like one hand is a little malformed versus the other.
Yeah. So looking at the regular one compared to the variant, I don't know if there's just some slight paint app differences or if they actually made this on purpose, but the variant with the translucent arms, now it's from his biceps down that slowly fade into like a nice translucent orangish yellow type of color, but the blue on him is just a little bit lighter and his eyes are gold instead of white.
The eyes I know are intentional because I think they're supposed to match the translucent orange hands.
Yeah, very similar in color, very similar in color.
The different blue, that I can't tell you till I get mine in hand.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so slightly different that it could just be a production change or it could be, you know, purposeful. Then we get to Jubilee.
Now, does she have fangs? Because I remember at New York Comic Con last year, they mentioned that they were doing the vamped out Jubilee. But to me, everything I've seen makes it just look like classic trench coat Jubilee.
Yeah, I'm not seeing fangs. I mean, if they're there, they're super slight. But to be honest with you, I don't think there are fangs. But she is using the new female body. So she's got the full articulation and the ankle rockers and all that good stuff. The one I have, her knees are a little wonky, and it's with her trench coat, it's a little difficult to get her in a decent standing up pose. But we're getting a lot of new pieces here. Obviously a whole new head with sculpted in glasses halfway into her hair and earrings, and then her sleeves, she's got sleeves that are rolled up to her elbows and gloves on, so that seems like new pieces. And obviously the trench coat is a new female-sized trench coat accessory. All in all, she's a pretty decent figure. She comes with a little wisp of purple magic that I'm sure will find its way right into your Galactus box of accessories.
Indeed it will.
All in all, a good figure. Not really much to complain about. That's the one that I have seen sitting around a few times to let me know that I've missed the wave. And out of maybe the four or five of her that I've seen, a lot of bad paint jobs on her face. Like, I hadn't picked one up because I couldn't find one that didn't look like her eye was halfway down her cheek.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. I mean, noticeable enough where I think a lot of other people who might have picked them up were like, yeah, no, I'll just wait.
And we can just hope it's going to be like Iron Fist and Storm, where we thought, oh my god, we'll never see them, and now I'm like, oh my god, these will never sell.
Yeah, Jubilee may be around for quite a while if what I've seen over the last few days is any indication of future peg warming. But the one that everybody seems to be after and most excited about is Professor X. And that's because he comes with a pretty darn big accessory for a regular action figure. He has his 90s style hover chair.
I kind of like it because that's the same hover chair he had in the animated series. And by throwing Jubilee and her animated series trench coat in, you know, it's really making me think that I'm going to be able to assemble that, especially with the old school Sentinel, you know, get a nice X-Men 90s kind of thing going on. But I got to ask, since I haven't seen this in person, how do they fit that on a bubble?
Well, it's actually kind of impressive. You have to snap it together yourself. It's in two pieces and it's split right down the middle. So it's kind of packaged in there. It comes in one of the bigger figure bubbles, like Blastar. So it's just a regular size Professor X figure on this huge bubble standing in front of his two halves of his hover chair. Then you just snap them together into the one piece and looks pretty decent. Feels a little flimsy, but they gave it a nice paint job and a nice wash. It kind of feels bronze and a little tarnished in places.
And from the pictures I'm seeing, I love that they went through the trouble to paint the chair in it red, you know, really give it that extra detail. Whereas, I mean, toys sometimes will cheap out and just the whole thing's gold inside and out and you're lucky to have it.
Exactly. They could have made it look really, really cheap, but it's a good accessory. But now getting to the figure itself, I'm a little disappointed. And I think you might be too as well, Arnie, because while it's a great head sculpt and they did an awesome job of giving him his upper body and suit, I'm pretty sure that we're seeing some G.I. Joe parts in here.
What makes you say that?
Well, the screws in his legs and the metal T-bars in his hips make it very much feel, and I'm thinking that this might be parts reused from a couple years ago at San Diego Comic-Con. They had a Cobra Commander figure that came with a podium, and he was just dressed up in like a suit. I'm wondering if some of those parts made its way into this Xavier figure.
Huh.
But since he is going to be sitting in his chair most of the time, I'm not going to ding this particular figure too much over it. But I'm a little disappointed because I thought there might be some good customizing potential.
I think you'd mention that, a Tony Stark in business outfit.
Yeah, that would have been great. I mean, we don't get a lot of plain clothed figures, and it seems like we're not going to yet.
I guess you're back to your Men in Black.
Exactly. Back to the Men in Black books, because it's right back to G.I. Joe for Hasbro. But all in all, I'm pretty happy with it. Like I said, he sits in his chair. You don't see those G.I. Joe parts, and his head sculpt is great. The paint apps are great, and it's worth the wait.
Well, very cool, and I'm glad you found them, and now you just have to find me some.
Not from lack of trying, sir. I've been to every Walmart in my area.
I still don't know which Blastar I'm getting. That's the frustrating thing. It's been 2 weeks, and like I say, I'm feeling like I should have had Jason pick me up that clear-handed one when he was there, but so hard to tell. I just know, being the cooler, that whichever one he found would be the one I mailed.
Exactly. And it was also nice to find the Baghead Spider-Man, so I can put that one to bed finally. I haven't opened them yet, so I can't tell you exactly what we're looking at from the package. It looks like mostly a repaint of that same Spider-Man body, just with the Fantastic Four getup. And then he's got bare feet, so those could be reused from Submariner or something like that. It looks pretty cool.
Well, while you've been seeing that, all I've been seeing is the Wave 19 Revision 1 case. And the reason I know this is because I have just been seeing a ton of Kraven, Beta Ray Bill, Juggernaut, Colossus, all of that. And Juggernaut and Colossus are the two that caught my attention, because you haven't seen those out in a while.
Exactly. I've seen those a few times at Targets lately, and once or twice at Walmarts. So those are shipping out a little bit more heavily than the new current Wave.
I did see them at Meijer. So if you have a Meijer in your area, they...
Not Fred Meijer.
No, not Fred Meijer. That's different. Which I think is a Western state thing. I'm talking about just plain old Meijer. They carry MU, and they're only one of, what, two stores in town that do now, Arnie?
Yeah, our Walmarts have stopped carrying Marvel Universe. I have three Walmarts. Only one even has Marvel Universe. And it's been just the same old Iron Man Silver Centurion for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on with Walmart, because out of the 9 or 10 in this area, only about 4 of them still carry MU.
And we've had this conversation before, you know, the sky is falling, Walmart's not carrying it, and what happens is they phase it out, and then they bring it back, and then they phase it out, and right now we're phased out. So until Target or Toys R Us starts getting the Blastar Wave, I'm screwed. But it's Target where I'm seeing this Wave 19 Revision 1, and the Juggernaut I saw had a little bit of battle damage on his head, but Jerry posted to our Facebook wall, he found one that almost looks like a variant. There is so much battle damage to the helmet.
Yeah, that one's kind of hard to make a call on. You can't tell if it's purposely done, or if maybe that's just, you know, first one through in the day and has way more paint on the applicator. That might be something good for our listeners to weigh in on, if they could take a look at that picture and let us know if they've seen them like that, or it's just kind of what it is.
So listeners, let us know what you find in the way of Juggernauts. Give us a call at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. And we have a couple voicemails from listeners today, so we'll play them in.
Kick-Ass Callers.
Hey, Arnie, Justin, Marjorie. I found a Baghead Spider-Man in my local Walmart. I went there Sunday night, and I've been going there ever since then. I kept going back to Walmart, and I just had to pick it up because it's so rare. I keep hearing a lot of people say that they can't find one in their stores. They're either getting it online for a ridiculous price. So, yeah, they actually had a Baghead Spider-Man. I'm really excited about it. I still actually have it mint in box. I haven't opened it yet. I am planning on opening it, but, you know, just to test out the articulation. But yeah, this is,
Well, that's a very cool find. I'm not sure what your name is, but I see you called from Ohio. Now, Baghead Spider-Man, yeah, he hit the states all at once. I kept that eBay save search, and it was like, each day, one listing, starting bid, $80. And then, I think on Black Friday, everybody thought they were paying for all their Black Friday shopping by finding Baghead Spider-Man, because the next day it's like 28 new listings, and the lowest starting bid was $50, and then none of them sold, and now it's like starting bids are down to $20. I'm like, all right, get down to the 10 mark, and then you got me.
Nice. Finally, a figure you didn't have to personally cool.
Ouch.
No, it's good. He shouldn't have to do it every time.
Just most.
Most of the time.
He needs a cooler apprentice.
The Ice Cube. Can of Coors Light that you can argue with.
All right, here's the next caller.
Hey, guys. This is Navita. I was at Walmart today, and I found the Ultimate Hawkeye from the Avengers line. It's really neat. It's got like on this gun to shoot these three arrows. I have the movie figure, and the arrows look the same, except one of them. One of them looks different. The green one. The blue one looks a little. Actually, his figure looks pretty different from the movie series. He comes with a small crossbow, two pistols. This is a really nice figure. I enjoy your show. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. I didn't quite catch your name from Pennsylvania, but yeah, that Ultimate Hawkeye, he was out very early on and then not seen again, and now he's starting to show up again. So if you had been missing him, it's a good chance to try to get him again without having to go online.
Yeah, it's a cool figure. Missing a little bit of articulation for my taste, but cool looking nonetheless.
Now our last caller.
Hey, Arnie, Justin, and Marjorie. This is Daniel from Kansas City. Haven't found anything in stores, but I did realize looking online that the Old Man Logan, that's exclusive for, I think it's New York Comic Con or one of the cons, it's an old repaint and combination of Wolverine and Sabretooth. X-Men Origins movie. The Old Man Logan head is a repaint of Sabretooth. The only thing that I can notice that might be a new sculpt is the arms for the coat. Everything else is a repaint. So if you're buying it, you're paying for the box. That's about it. And maybe even the Green Hulk baby is a repaint of a normal baby, but hell, that might even be an exclusive too. Cross your fingers, let's hope. So, I didn't know if you guys noticed that or anybody else told you, so keep up the good work. Love the show, guys. It's actually a highlight of my week. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, I think we talked about a little bit on one of the recent shows that looking at that Old Man Logan, it is a lot of reused parts, and we almost got into an argument almost about whether or not we should try to just make one or pay all the money for it, but...
Oh, come on, we never got into an argument. You wanted to make one, and I wanted to pay all the money for it. I mean, it's how we roll.
Argument settled.
The thing is, it's an official Hasbro thing, and it's not like this isn't a line that lives and dies by its repaints. It wasn't until I started talking to Justin at length on this show that I learned about the different bucks. But yeah, I mean, you look at body paint Doc Samson, and all it is a new face.
Yeah, and I mean, for me personally, it comes down to those are the ones that I keep on card, you know? So when I get him, it's going to be for the whole package, the shipping box, the card on the art, and him in his bubble. So even if I could make one, not that big of a deal.
I really thought that they would surprise us around the holidays with, hey, Old Man Logan, but now I think it's going to be right after the new year. Or maybe C2E2, but All they did was have a discount on their DCU subscription on Black Friday, but no figures at all being offered. But yeah, if you have the Sabretooth and you have the Wolverine, you could make this yourself. The baby is a repaint. It don't collect Star Wars. They made a baby for the Revenge of the Sith series there, Baby Luke and Baby Leia. And this is basically Baby Luke after eating some sour blue milk and turning green.
Or Baby Leia. They were the same one. They used the repaint right out of the gate on that one.
Well, they were twins.
Exactly.
Identical fraternal twins. But thank you all for calling, and let us know what you're finding in stores. Let us know if your blast stars are different colors, if your juggernauts have different heads, or whatever else you're buying. Feel free to call in with store reports or product reviews, and we'd love to play them on the show.
Sales to astonish!
And speaking of Black Friday, I was following all the sales and posting the good ones to our Facebook wall, and there weren't that many sales. Sideshow's Black Friday week, other than that half-price Green Goblin we talked about, it didn't have a lot, but I did have to stop myself from buying something I didn't want. Sideshow has their exclusive Bullseye Comic Cat, and this thing retails for $230. And the exclusive version is limited to 400 pieces that has an alternate unmasked head. Unfortunately, the unmasked head makes him look like Viggo from Ghostbusters 2.
Unfortunate.
The world will belong to me and Bullseye. Well, obviously, a lot of people didn't want this, as limited to 400 pieces, exclusive version, still sitting in stock, and they reduced the price from $230 to $100. And that's like 60% off and free shipping.
Not too shabby.
And it's a big piece. I mean, these Sideshow Comic Cats are nice pieces. This is basically equivalent to a premium format figure, but the Comic Cats are all polystone, whereas the premium format figures are mixed media. So since his clothes aren't cloth, it's a comiquette, but this is right in scale with it. It's 17 inches tall. It weighs 15 pounds. It's wonderfully sculpted. And at only $100, I'm like, it was in my cart.
Remember how we talked about how some people like to buy stuff just because of what they think they're saving?
That's Arnie.
But it sounds like he didn't pull the trigger.
I did not. It just kept occurring to me. More important than that $100 was the fact that it looks like Viggo. And I kept thinking, well, I don't need to display that exclusive ugly head. I can display the more masked head. But the fact that it's so big, I'm like, do I really want to dedicate this much of my Marvel collection display to Bullseye?
It's Bullseye.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. Just not that much fun to look at.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. I mean, if I won him like I won the Venomsaurus, I wouldn't complain about it, but I don't even think for $100, there's other stuff that I want that I could have taken that $100 and put it towards. And I did. But I came so close to picking that up. So yeah, I just didn't want to display this piece. And now the coupon code's over. If they couldn't sell them for $100, I don't know what they're doing thinking about $230 again. Maybe as we get closer to Christmas, they'll have a living social deal and he'll be $80 in free shipping. And then I don't know how much longer I can resist. But I did skip him. I did skip him. I kept hoping for some other discounts. I really wanted them to offer a discount on that Psylocke premium format that they had sitting in stock forever, or maybe a deeper discount on the Emma Frost legendary scale bust, but neither of those moved, and so I bided my time and ended up buying nothing.
It's too bad there's not like a high-end collectibles for tots. You know, you could pick that up and pop it in the box.
Well, I can't say I bought nothing. I did buy something from Sideshow.
Of course you did.
Because another hot toy went up for pre-order, and this one is a Sideshow exclusive hot toy.
Whoa, that's a first.
They've had Sideshow exclusive accessories in the past, but this is the first one I can think of where the entire figure is Sideshow exclusive. Then again, this may be a Sideshow exclusive in the States. I think they said that Wormushine was Sideshow exclusive when it was an other type of exclusive overseas. But yeah, this is a figure you can only get from Sideshow it means you're not going to be able to get it at the discount from some of the Sideshow resellers where you can sometimes save 10% on the hot toy. Although I got an email from a listener this past week thanking me specifically because they had a Sideshow item, a hot toy, and they had a problem with it, and Sideshow was nothing but great with their customer service, and he wrote them a letter saying he heard about their great customer service on Marvelicious Toys, and that he was happy to see that we hadn't lied.
Well, that's awesome.
So, for that little $17 you're saving, knowing that you have a guarantee of a good product is so worth it.
And having gone through that last Christmas, I can tell you I will never buy another one from anywhere else.
But this one, you wouldn't have a choice.
No.
Well, let's tell them what we're talking about already. I don't think we've mentioned who it is yet.
It is the star of Joss Whedon's new television series. I'm not joking. The S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series stars Agent Coulson. He's the lead. He's alive.
Yeah, but when you're talking about a hot toy, you're almost talking about the likeness of the actor just as much as the character. It's not going to be...
It is going to be Clark Gregg.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Shocking. I thought they were going younger.
No, it's going to be Clark Gregg.
Well, awesome.
Come on, the guy needed a job.
He was on The Adventures of Ultra Steen.
Like I said, the guy needed a job.
That's slightly embarrassing that you watch that show, Justin.
I don't. And actually, I walked by a TV that had it on. I was like, hey, Coulson, what is this? Elaine.
Right.
Okay, so it was on my DVR, and I was about halfway through the second season.
He had all 88 episodes.
I already knew there were 88 episodes. Perhaps that's embarrassing, too.
Okay.
So, yes, it is a great likeness of Clark Gregg. And it comes with a far more useful deck of Captain America cards than the FX deck I've impulse bought. It comes with everything that I said it needed to come with when I said they needed one. Does it come with the big gun he tries to shoot Loki with? Why, yes. Does it come with a deck of Captain America cards? Why, yes. Does it come with those cards bloodied? Yep. And does it come with a S.H.I.E.L.D. folder of classified information? It does. Plus Bluetooth headset and sunglasses.
Yeah, but what about a Snap-on ID badge? Oh, yep, there it is. Snap-on ID badge.
And walkie-talkie and cell phone.
Yeah, this is great for the accessories.
It really is, and they've kept it at the good price point. When you get the basic humans, and they're not loaded down with plastic or special molding, when it's your standard true-type body and an outfit, it's $175, and with all the accessories you're getting and the likeness that they're showing, again, so lifelike, it's eerie. Now, I know, Justin, you're not picking it up because he wears loafers. It's break your rule.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you could get this entire thing and throw a Tony Stark head on it.
I know it. And I had thought about that. Believe me, I have. But this is one of those tricky areas where I look at a hot toy and beyond the awesome head sculpt, I start to like see a little bit of where scale becomes a problem in their medium. Because you look at some of the clothes and like the collar, even in pictures you can tell like, oh, well, this is something at scale. Because you can't fake the scale of a material. It's always going to be a little too thick on something shrunk down.
I had that problem with Marjorie's Wolverine, where like the zipper and some of the snaps and some of the stitching, it's just a stitch is a stitch, no matter how big the item you're
or
sewing
who makes
is.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't do a 1/6 scale stitch.
Exactly. I'm not dinging Hot Toys or the quality or anything. It's just, like I said, it's kind of the downfall of the medium when you get into these characters that are wearing plain clothes. But even at that, his jacket looks really good. It's just mostly the collar on his shirt that looks just a little too thick.
You're also seeing this blown up, though. You may not be able to see that with the naked eye.
Yeah. I would just hate to have these dry cleaned or ironed. Does it come with a little ironing board and a little iron in case something happens? But finally, you get to complete all the Avengers once he starts shipping.
Agent Coulson is not a member of the Avengers. He's their boss, like Nick Fury. He is not an Avenger. He's management.
He's management.
Yes.
Middle management at that. Yes. Nick Fury is senior management.
Exactly. Maria Hill is a coordinator.
Yeah, I was going to say, short of them announcing a Maria Hill figure anytime soon, I think you can put the Avengers movie line of hot toys to bed with this character.
Well, it is How I Met Your Mother's last season, presumably. Maybe one more season. She'll need a job, too.
But who else is going to buy that besides her husband, Taron Killam?
Me.
Yeah, that's right. I guess they could use the Anne Hathaway body. It's very hourglassy. Now Justin's like, yeah, that could work.
That could work.
Yeah,
could
I mean, work. Black outfit already. You just make some mods. You've already got the patterns for the skin-tight catsuit because she had on a skin-tight catsuit.
Well, they just need to do that laser sculpt of the head.
Uh-huh. But he's not an Avenger.
No. You know, maybe I would consider it if he came with a couple tie options. You know, with all those accessories, maybe he could come with a bow tie, maybe a blue tie. Even though he doesn't wear them in the movie. Just, you know, something to get that doll versus action figure argument going again.
Well, why not go all the way and have a casual Friday outfit? He could have, yes, like a Hawaiian shirt or something for Hawaiian shirt day. Maybe, you know, a little New York Giants shirt for wear your favorite sports team shirt. Because I'm sure they have that around the S.H.I.E.L.D. offices, right?
I would think so.
And well, finally, while talking about online ordering.
This just in. News from the web!
We got some news coming out through a pre-order that is up at Big Bad Toy Store. We now know the next three battle packs we're going to be getting.
Yeah.
These three sets that are coming out, two of them we saw at Comic-Con. There's the Inhuman set.
Yeah, and that's the one with Medusa and Black Bolt and Karnak the Magnificent.
Then there's the Uncanny X-Men set, where we get the bonus fourth figure, kind of like Herbie from the Fantastic Four set.
Yeah, you get a little cartoon-looking Cyclops baby, almost like a Muppet Baby style.
I wonder if that's like a test for something, because he's kind of cute.
And then you get a Rogue in there that is, again, 90s X-Men Rogue, perfect outfit, got the 90s or really 80s headband on. I'm telling you, they're going to give me my entire 90s X-Men in these figures. You get a Wolverine there in the browns.
Yeah, and Longshot, who is one of the most common and easy to find and cheapest Marvel Legends figures out there still to date. So they're going to put him in with a more desirable pack so he doesn't become a peg warmer in Marvel Universe as well. So, I mean, he looks good. Looks like a cool figure. I just don't know how much of a single-carded seller he might be.
And then they have a third pack coming in the same wave, and that is the West Coast Avengers, which means there's a chance I may get my Great Lakes Avengers team pack coming up.
Oh, boy.
Squirrel Girl.
A couple years away. Squirrels? I don't get the whole squirrel fascination in the Marvel Universe.
But with the West Coast Avengers, I can kind of feel at least one of these will be a repaint, but I think it's our first time getting War Machine in the Marvel Universe, right? We've only gotten him in the Iron Man line.
That is, I believe, a true statement. I was thinking of all the different versions of, you know, comic versions and variants of War Machine. I don't think any of those came out in Marvel Universe. Those have all been Iron Man.
And then we'll also have Mockingbird, our first time getting her. And the only one that's not exciting me, because we have him so often between the Walmart pack that they did and the stand figures and the original release, but Hawkeye. I'm just hoping they paint him different.
Or even give us a new version of him already. You know, that version of Hawkeye, like you said, has been out there individually carded. I think he was in a comic pack. We got a Dark Hawkeye out of that sculpt, so maybe we'll get a slightly updated version. But, like you said, no pictures of this one yet, so we can assume all we want until they start showing us some sneak peeks.
And then also, Medicom put some new items up for pre-order.
I have a giant smile on my face.
We have a couple 400% bear bricks.
Yes, and they're super cute.
The Iron Man Mark 7 I had bought on eBay a long time ago. It just shipped from Japan last week.
Yay!
After some delays, and I got a $10 refund because of those delays, because the guy who sold it made a mess up.
Oh.
And he just offered $10 to keep me happy. And I wasn't even complaining. But now, they're doing the biggest one that I think that we may end up getting. Instead of 400%, how about 1,000%? So take the 400% and 2.5 times that big. This thing's huge. This is like premium format size bear brick.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It is awesome, but you're going to have to do the math for me, because I'm the type of guy who, when somebody says I'm giving 110%, I think, wow, you're a real jackass because you can't give more than 100%. That's all of it.
I think martyr. That's how I go. I go, oh, someone who likes to toot their own horn, or, you know, among other things that I won't say.
So 1,000% is actually, what, 10 times the size of a regular? Is that what they're trying to say?
Well, A standard bear brick is 7 centimeters. So 1,000% will be 70 centimeters.
So yeah, 10 times.
Yes, 10 times. So that would be 28 inches, give or take.
So that's as tall as me. See, I used man math.
Yes, you did. Lost somewhere in the conversion table.
Yes.
Now, speaking of doing conversion, though, it's listed at 29,400 yen.
What's that, $2?
360 US.
Ouch! Ooh.
Hit you where you live.
Yikes.
So obviously what we need to do is go to Japan and buy them and be cheaper.
No, that is the price in Japan.
Oh.
But you give the word, I'll place the order, because he's cute.
He's cute, but oh my god, that's a lot of money.
And he's...
That's like a purse.
One of these days we need to forego all of the conventions for a year and just go to Japan for a week and do Marvelicious from there.
Let's do that!
Oh, their Toys R Us's are like candy stores.
I know!
Well, a little bit more cost-effective, but a lot smaller. They're doing another 400%. Now, the only 400% we have are Iron Man, and Spider-Man. But now we could add to that Captain America. Now, this isn't Avengers Cap, I don't think. This looks very much like regular comic-y. It does not have any Chris Evans to it at all.
Well, it's a bear.
It's a bear with moobs. Or if it's a bear, is it boobs?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I mean, I think the way they painted that outfit on there, it's kind of trying to emulate the movie version.
He's got a little pudge, too.
A little bit. His stripes aren't straight. They're kind of bowed.
He's got a little beer gut.
It looks like my father, if he bought that $60 Halloween outfit for Captain America that they were selling.
Yeah.
The, like, spandexy one.
Oh, man. So, 400%. This thing is, what, about... little under half the size, so maybe 12 inches?
400% is 28 centimeters, which is 11 inches. And that's the ones we have currently. They're a good height. They stand nicely in entertainment centers. But finally, back to the 100%, the much more affordable. They're coming out with another Iron Man. This is the Mark 7 Battle Damage.
Yes, but it's part of an Avengers set. So that leads me to believe, if you look at the Thor, that is a Chris Evans cap.
Yeah, I guess that is Chris Evans.
Because that's definitely a Hemsworth Thor.
Yep. These are movie versions.
Yes.
I like the Hulk.
And he's dirty. Look at him.
He's making this very weird face.
It's a bear angry face.
These things still creep me out.
Really?
Like, they all kind of have like a little bit of a Island of Dr. Moreau going on to them.
I've never seen that movie, so maybe I need to watch it. Because I love these. Bear bricks and Kubricks are like two of my absolute positive favorite lines of toys.
I'm right there with you with Kubricks. I think Kubricks are cool. The bear brick, it's the ears and the overpainting of an existing bear face on these that creeps me out.
You know, it took me a while to warm to them, but I have to say, I really do like them for their styling. And yeah, the Kubricks, I wish that Kubricks still did Marvel, and I really have this urging desire to go back and backfill the Kubricks I'm missing, since I just have a few on my desk at work. I like the Kubricks better than the bear bricks, because I think they did more with them. Whereas, to use Hasbro terminology, the bear bricks have a standard buck. And they're all just repaints.
Yeah.
And they're very expensive repaints at that.
Plus import fees.
But I do like this line, and I plan on keeping up with it. And speaking of smaller figures, a line that I'm not all in on, but I get the ones I like, are the Mini-Mates, and now that I've started looking at them, each time they come out with a new wave, there's like one pack or two packs I'll pick up, but they're sets of characters through the ages. I'm still waiting with bated breath for that Venom Through the Ages box set, which should be shipping really soon, but now I want Spring to get here because they're doing a Hulk Through the Ages, and this is a kick-ass set. You get your Compound Hulk in Mini-Mate form now. You get Joe Fix-It, which is your gray Hulk in a full gangster suit with white gloves. Get your Savage Hulk, which they just came out with in the Marvel Select line. But you also finally get Maestro Hulk from Peter David's Future Imperfect storyline. Bowen just came out with a mini bust of him. I don't know where all this Maestro love is coming from all of a sudden, but I'm down with it. And that makes this box set a must-have.
And just looking at it, knowing how, you know, Mini-Mates are put together, you can just tell that Maestro Hulk's got a little bald cap hairpiece that just snaps in over his head. And that's going to be a funny accessory. You can pop that on anybody. Comes complete with his eyebrows and everything.
You put it on a human and you paint it flesh colored and all of a sudden you've got a Clint Howard mini mate.
Or Doc Brown, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're mini mates. I'm looking at them and I think it's kind of cool if you're a Hulk collector and everything, but that compound Hulk is leaving me a little bit cold. I'm not too sure what they did with his upper arms there. Looks like they added a piece.
It's hard to tell from the official press photos, but I'm kind of liking it for the facial expression and the haircut and the fact that he has two separate haircuts. I think that Diamond bested Hasbro on this because here they've given the Red Hulk half the Red Hulk hair and the Green Hulk half the Green Hulk hair, whereas all Hasbro did was take a Hulk and paint him.
Exactly. That's a good eye. They totally have two different haircuts going on, which is a very, very nice little detail to catch.
I mean, this is mini-mate style, but far closer to that comic book cover than Hasbro did. Hasbro, I mean, you could have, for the caller who called in earlier and is like, well, you could take a Sabretooth and a Wolverine and make Old Man Logan. Yes, and you could take a Hulk, tape off half of him in spray paint, and make yourself a compound Hulk, too. But Diamond went better and re-sculpted, and I think that makes this very, very cool. Now, finally this week, Justin, have you been hitting your TJ Maxx's and your Ross's still looking for Galactus?
I have, and I tell you what, it seems like they have either stopped getting new stuff in or the stuff they're getting in is no longer of any interest to me because I haven't seen anything Marvel in TJ Maxx for the last couple weeks. So maybe my theory of finding a variant Galactus is not going to happen.
I haven't found any Galactus either, but I have found a ton of Sentinels. Variant color, regular color, they're just coming out the doors at the TJ Maxx.
I have seen a few Sentinels. I have seen a few of those, but no Galactus yet.
I grabbed a Sentinel to put in the Toys for Tots box because I think that would be a great thing, a huge giant toy for a kid.
Nice.
But we actually got some feedback from a listener who said that we needed to talk about the 90s Sentinel, the Toy Biz Sentinel. And Jerry didn't know about that, but Jerry knew these Sentinels were showing up, and he had done a timely review on that 90s Sentinel, which, of course, still continues to hit my sweet spot of the X-Men 90s cartoon series. Well, here is Jerry with another timely review.
Let's turn back the clock for timely reviews.
Hey everybody, Jerry here, and I'm back with my latest installment of Timely Reviews. And I'm here to talk about a very cool subject of toys, the deadly mutant hunting machines, the Sentinels. I was inspired to talk about the Sentinels because of the latest round of finds at TJ Maxx with the San Diego Comic-Con color variant of the Sentinel showing up in retail packaging there. I was able to find one of these at $29.99 and was very happy to get the traditional Sentinel colors at such a great price. I have that version in the San Diego Comic-Con blister card packaging, but could never make myself open such a cool thing. So I'm really glad to be able to find it in this manner. But you know what? In the spirit of timely reviews, though, it made me think about all the previous releases of the Sentinel character. Now, Hasbro has really only made this one Sentinel in the two color variants for the Marvel Universe line, but of course they also had a couple Superhero Squad releases as well. Now, most people immediately compare this Marvel Universe version to the Toy Biz Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure Sentinel from 2005. There, of course, you bought a majority of the figures in a wave and assembled your own 16-inch Sentinel figure. Now, in my opinion, this is probably the coolest Sentinel figure been made with really great deco and a wonderful sculpt. But the first Sentinel toy that we got came in 1994 with the 14-inch Sentinel robot playset from Toy Biz. It's inspired by the X-Men animated series, and the bright color scheme would certainly support that. This Sentinel, though, was not much on sculpting or detail. In fact, it would remind you of a smaller version of Mattel's Shogun Warrior figures from the 70s, which only has articulations at the shoulders and the head. The legs on this figure do not move at all. But this is considered a playset, not an action figure, so it is loaded with all kinds of play features. The first is a retractable figure-gripping claw hook. In the right hand of the Sentinel is a pull-string claw that when you put it around a 5-inch X-Men figure's waist and let go, it'll slowly retract the character into the Sentinel's hand. The second feature is a blow-apart chest plate. If you hit the figure in the head, pushing it backwards, its chest plate will pop off, revealing a prism that will hold a 5-inch action figure. Now, the simplest feature on it, and the one that's probably the most fitting for the Sentinel, is the firing projectile arm. Simply, there's a button for the left arm that when you push it, the entire fist and forearm comes shooting out like a projectile. The final feature is the knee targets that eject the Sentinel's feet. Now, this is really cool because without these oversized boots, the character loses its balance and falls forward. Now, I don't recall any X-Men figures coming with rocket launching and weapons of any variety, so I'm not really sure how you're supposed to do this in a play environment, but you can always, of course, just push the buttons. I always thought it'd be kind of cool, though, for a kid if they were trying to hit this from afar in the attempt of rescuing their X-Men friends. Now, this same Sentinel playset was released in 2000 under the X-Men Classics line. I never had this one, so as far as I know, it's the same release, although it may have had a darker color scheme. It was then retooled and reissued in 2004 under a line that was simply just called X-Men. This one had a different color scheme and a new head sculpt. I would describe the head sculpt, though, as being more menacing and more comic booky, and thus more fitting to the Sentinel character. The previous releases were a little bit too much on the cartoony side. Now, in addition to this 14-inch Sentinel, Toy Biz made a version of the Sentinel that was released as a regular 5-inch figure in the X-Men Water Wars line. It was a really cool concept, but it was ruined just a bit to me because of the left arm being a water jet cannon. It was a bit oversized and very awkward. I wish the left arm would have been just like the right arm and been more of a normal action figure, but nonetheless, I really like the concept of making a normal-sized Sentinel-type figure. Now, lastly, before I wrap up, though, I wanted to highlight a few other guest appearances that the Sentinel has made in Toy Biz lines. First, in 1997, one of the X-Men lines were subnamed Robot Fighters, and the gimmick of that line was that each figure came with some robot drone opponent. In this collection was a Jubilee figure that came with a grappling Sentinel hand with projectile finger. Yeah, I'm not making that up at all. That's what it's actually called, for better or worse. Really weird. Also, there was a Wolverine figure made in the 2000s that came with a small Sentinel drone, again, like a Danger Room opponent. If you're familiar with Sentinels, though, then you'd be interested in knowing that there was a Master Mold figure in the 1998 X-Men Secret Weapon Force Power Slam line. It's a bit odd, it's just the head with some tentacles coming out, but if you're gonna be a Toy Biz Sentinel completist, it's a must-have. But if that is the case and you are a Sentinel completist, then you should also add the X-Men Pocket Comics Master Mold playset to the mix. If you're not familiar with the Pocket Comics, they were made in the mid-90s as a Micro Machines kind of knockoff that came with a convertible mini playset based out of the cover of a comic book with two mini figures. This particular set came with Bishop and Apocalypse, despite the fact that the comic book cover on the front of the playset is that of X-Men number 16, The Supreme Sacrifice. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this step back into Toy Biz history, but don't forget to run out to your local TJ Maxx and pick up that really cool Hasbro Sentinel figure. Sorry guys, gotta run.
Thank you, Jerry. And our last thing for this week, it's the holidays, and so we are doing our Marvelicious gift exchange once more.
Yeah, this is always fun. This is always a fun time of getting packages on the doorstep that you didn't know were coming, and then...
That's every day here.
Yeah. This is the time of year where we all get to pretend like we're Arnie and Marjorie for a couple days. Surprise packages of stuff we didn't know was coming on our doorstep.
Well, all the rules are on the forums, but it's small Christmas gifts, not too expensive. There's a minimum amount, and you can sign up right now on our website. Head to MarveliciousToys.com and click the link there. You enter your forum handle. You do have to be a member of our forums. It's free to sign up if you're not a member yet, and you just go sign up on our forums, and then you can sign up for the gift exchange. You can choose whether to ship only within your own country or worldwide, and the advantage of shipping worldwide is that you may get something you can't get in your own country.
Australia.
Canada.
Any place with MU?
Registration is open until December 10th. On December 11th, you'll be sent your Secret Santa target and their suggestions or likes in the collecting realm. And then you have until December 20th to ship it and enter a confirmation number in the web form so that we know you've shipped it. And I've already started a little bit of a pack for whoever I get. It's going to be... I'll get them something on their list, but I've got a few other items around that I'm definitely going to be tossing in.
Whoever gets Arnie is going to end up with 3 helicarriers, 4 sentinels.
And a Marvelicious t-shirt. We're all taking part, and we hope you do too, so head to Marvelicious Toys and sign up. And that is our show for this week. We will be back next week talking some more about Marvel prose novels, as well as some Target gift items, and a full review of the Ironmonger hot toy that arrived at my doorstep last Friday. I need some more time alone with him before I can discuss it.
Oh, is that kind of...
It's going to be one of those reviews. Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. So I suppose the sooner we sign off, the sooner we're back reviewing the Ironmonger. So until next time, true collectors,
make mine Marvelicious Toys.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
I love the text translation of us, or, you know, Google Voice, when it leaves a message, it tries to use text-to-speech so I can read the voicemails, but they're so horrible when trying to deal with it. First of all, it's, "Hello, my religious crew." So we're his religious crew.
That's awesome. You know the comedian Paul Tompkins, Paul F. Tompkins?
Yeah.
You might recognize him if you don't know the name. That's one of the bits he used to do. Like, he would read, or he would play the movie into something that could hear it, and then have it go through Google Translate and get the transcript back of what it heard. And they were doing, like, Star Wars scenes. Then he'd, like, bring those transcripts on stage and act it out based on what Google was understanding from it. And get all kinds of wacky stuff, like... Like, it couldn't understand what tractor beam was, so it was like attractive ream.
All right, here's
Ricotta,
the
first attractive one. Ream. Go ahead.
Well, I do have the transcript in front of me. And what it says is, "I without Walmart today and found the alternate Hawkeye from The Ventures. Funny, it's really Need Scott. I can this guy and issue these three a receiver. I am have the movie figure, and then Aaron took sustained such wonderful one of them. Looks different." "Maybe the series because of the small cross the tip."
Never cross the tips. Never cross the tips.
That would be bad. "They gear enjoy your show, goodbye."
I'm not sure what you just said.
All right, here we go.
I think I just had a little bit of an LSD flashback there.
The rules are, it's a... What are the rules?
The rules are there are no rules.
It's like the second club. Bridge and back.
Racing for pinks.
Pink slips, ownership papers.